is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break, tell it, breathe me. Way I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people.
Good night, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge. It's a pleasure to be your host on this wonderful Friday. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. I'm the host of the talk show Inside the Inner City at Pomaz every Friday from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we cover numerous topics. And we have some wonderful callers who call and who make all the sense in the world. And they contribute so greatly and they make the show very interesting. And we come up with a lot of solutions to the country's problem. We cover politics, we cover church. Our main focus is improving the country at large. We talk about the inner city community, but we talk about the Bahamas at large because we also represent the family islands in the country. So all of the ideas are to better ourselves, to work together, come up with creative solutions, apply them, and make our country a better place. So it's my pleasure to be your host tonight on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Tonight topics, we have a whole segment of shows. I mean, hour and a half. So for me, hour and a half is very important to me. So I don't need to talk hour and a half on one particular topic because we could knock in a few topics and we could have a conversation on it. And today we're going to talk about some of the comments made by the Honorable Prime Minister. We want to talk about some comments, about the mental health issue that's happening in our country. And also we want to talk about industrial action and what they mean to us as a society. And I'd just like to say this to our politicians and those who want to be the next government or repeat as government in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. In this day and age, after 50 plus years of Bahamian people voting PLP and FNM, with regards to many Bahamian being PLP and FNM, and the vast majority who are swing voters, and those who are employed by government. People nowadays, we're talking about the nurses, we're talking about the doctors, we're talking about the customs officers, we're talking about the immigration officers. We're seeing many people speaking out about the conditions. Linda Willison speaking on the teachers' behalf, the teachers' benefit, talking about the one-week implementation that the government wants to bring into tuition. And, we're seeing a lot of industrial strikes and some are being ordered back to because it's illegal. And it goes to show that who wants to be the leader of this country, who wants to be the prime minister, if the Honorable Prime Minister Brave Davis and his deputy prime minister the Honorable Chester Cooper and their cabinet if they want to repeat, I would say, for repeat or re-elected as the next government of the Bahamas, they have to understand one thing. Things have changed. People are no longer sitting on and are not getting their back pay, or there's no pay increase, or the agreements that they agreed upon are not being met. Those days are over. The reason why those days are over now, being people have become more knowledgeable, you know, even though they're part of a party, and they're making a decision based on how they are living. And right now, many people are struggling in this country, whether you're working for government, lower-class government, or you are a civil servant, or you are a regular citizen who are underpaid in the country with minimum wage, I think it's $260, and with a high cost of living, despite the government's best effort at reducing what the 5% come April, many people already notice, if you don't notice, 5%, right? We come down from 12. I was introduced by Mr. Christie and his administration. Now we get it done, and this government now saying they're going to reduce it to 5%, you know, on bread, basket items, and et cetera. But, you know, even though they're reducing what by 5 cents, and then there was, I think, was Mr. Alkitas, yeah, made statement of how many millions of dollars that the government lose by reducing what to 5%. Well, we all know that if government was to do something, they would find other ways to make that money back by implementing a new tax or increase something on the Bahamian people. So when we see something like 5% and it's all good and it's the best favor for the country, which we appreciate that the government is doing, because it's a step in the right direction, because we never supposed to have that in the first place. It was their government that introduced it. But we understand that this is administration, and the Honorable Prime Minister is trying to see how he can make life easier for Bahamians, even though there's a lot of taxes on Bahamians in the country. And the Prime Minister himself, you know, he, I think, is trying his best. But like I say, if they reduce it to 5, they're going to find some other way to make that up in government. So when ministers speak like that and they say that the government's going to lose so much millions of dollars by dropping the what, 5%, who cares? Because we all already know. If you don't know, people, listen to me. Anytime you see they decrease something, they're going to find a way on how to add it to something to make up for that money. It might not be another department, but they'd find either national insurance or immigration or customs. They would raise something, you know, like, you understand what I'm saying? That's how government works. People like Simon Wilson, who's financial secretaries, these guys are genius. So to come up with something like that, there's always a takeaway, which we greatly appreciate that. But many Bahamians nowadays, nurses and doctors, they are not going to just sit by now and just stick with their salaries and their pay, because with the cost of living so high, you're spending more than you make. And then when they look at what's going on in the country, when they see the multiple members of parliament who achieve great wealth by being a member of parliament, and to the people who work the hardest, the teachers, the nurses, the doctors, you know, the garbage truck collectors, who I think should be the highest paid in the country, one of the highest paid in the country. You know, it might not sound like I'm making sense, but the guys who collect the garbage, that's a very dangerous job, you know. Needles and all kind of toxic waste and things from hospital, and you don't know what people throw in the garbage. And, you know, these guys, with the little resources they get, they don't wear proper equipment. You know, I look at the gloves, I look at their suits. There's no mask, you know, the trucks, you know what I mean? It's crazy, you know? And things like that we need to look into, because they do the dirty work for us, but yet still we don't recognize those. And then the country is seeing where the politicians on both of these political parties are achieving great wealth, and they are helping few people. But overall, Bahamians are not sitting on no more in this country on accepting that. You know, it's a no-no. So does someone want to make a comment? Okay, I'm going to take this call and then I'm going to play the flicker with the Prime Minister, respond to that, and then we go to our next comment the Prime Minister made. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
And the call, of course, Godly New Year to you, Scooch. Bremen here.
Yes, sir.
What I want to say, right? Speaking of garbage, right? Now, I'm a single man, lives by myself, right? I don't have that much garbage. But every so occasion, I got to be buying a garbage bin from the man, right? In the truck, right? What happened is also, right? Like I've said, I don't throw garbage in my yard, right? But those people on the side of me on the west side of me, right? So I was throwing garbage in my yard, right? And what it also does is fill up my garbage bin. And when they fill up my garbage bin with all kind of foolishness, the dump man doesn't carry it, okay? And I called the police about the situation, right? They said, I don't know, they told me to call the environment people, right? But nobody checking. The majority, a lot of people in this country, just nasty, okay? What I've noticed also, right? I remember I grew up in Mason's Addition from a little boy, right? Went to preschool from Mason's Addition, right? What I notice now, Mason's Addition, I stink. Walk through it, it stinks. It stinks. You know, the sanitary people got to come around here. They shit and do something. I don't know where this be. Walk about and see what's happening in these communities and clean it up, man. Because we pay our money and all of us are not nasty. Please, thank you, Bremen Darling Ferguson.
Oh, boy. Bremen giving us talking about the garbage and it's filthy. I could respond to that. You know, it takes citizens themselves to make a difference in their community. And yes, they are, you could say people are very nasty. I have a program now that I'm doing in the Grandstand community. I've been doing it for 15 years, cleaning up in the Grandstand community. And when I clean up, they dirty back up. I'd like to give a shout out to the Brent Simmons family who supports me with the cleanup effort that is happening in my community now. If you go around in Grandstand, Lewis Street, Hay Street, Taylor Street, you can see that the bin is being run throughout the community, and that is all free. I also assist with those yards that, if they have old people in it, I clean it for them with the 2-3 workers that I have that are paid. And this is not a government initiative. This is a citizen initiative, and they support me because they like what I'm doing in my community. And one of the ways they wanted to help me was to see how they could assist me, and that's one of the ways they're assisting me. Everything is done freely in my community with the cleanup program where Ben has been in that community and has been in just put every corner or every yard in that area, and we're still working right now in the community. So it takes citizens, you know, and I'm encouraging the citizens of the Grandstand, Lewis Street, and Taylor Street area that we can't just continue to clean up, and then we have these guys who we give a few dollars to, like Boy, who goes around in the neighborhood, goes to neighbors and take their garbage, ask them if they want the garbage removed, and then he would take the garbage and go dump it in the yard that we clean up. So this is a red light for the community. The money that is spent was done with a good heart by persons who want to help you in your respective community. So what you can do now, and everything is free, what you can do now is if you see anyone with a trolley, anyone with a truck, anyone dumping any garbage in these communities, you need to report them to the proper authorities because this is done freely. Look how our community is looking right now. We hardly see the decrease in rats. We see decrease in roaches. We see the decrease in garbage. We see decrease in abandoned cars on the side of the road, dialect vehicles on the side of the road. We're seeing a great improvement in our community. So, yeah, it's true. But it takes citizens and connections to be consistent. I'd also like to say thanks to Bahamas Waste, Franny, Andrew from Down East Creek, my boy from school. He delivers the bin for the cleanup program that is still active in Lewis Street, Hay Street, and Taylor Street. We're going to take this call. Shout out to my boy Elroy. Elroy Bryce. Bigger boss. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gola. Go ahead. Hello. Good night. Good night. Sorry. Go ahead. Good night.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Good night to you.
Okay. I just calling up on the doctor.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Sorry? Can you hear me?
But yes, yes. You're breaking up just a little bit. Would you go ahead.
Mic is very low. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Let me see if
you
can hear
you. I say I'm falling up on the...
Yes, now I can hear you loud and clear now. Go ahead, ma'am.
The doctor's grievance, right?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
And based on my observation and what I've been hearing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I listened to Dwight's show. I tried to call in this morning, but, you know, morning plan is very busy, so I wasn't able to get through. And I heard, I think it was Dr. Sands on the show this morning, right?
Yes.
And Dwight started to put some questions to Dr. Sands, who we know was the former Minister of Health.
Health, yes, ma'am.
Right? And he started to ask him about the, I think, insurance, pay, and what so forth, right? I just want to say, no secret who my politics is, right?
Yes.
We just need to stop playing politics mm-hmm. when it comes to people's lives and their livelihood, right?
Yes.
Doctors work hard, nurses work hard, right?
Yes.
I can't pronounce your name too well, that's why it's so, I mean, squeezy, that's it.
You can say one thing, Scoochie or Scrooge, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I can say young man, right?
Yes, ma'am.
When you go to that hospital, right?
Yes.
The problem is never the nurse. If you leave it up to the nurse, you spend no less than maybe 30 minutes under an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because of the heavy weight, I guess, or the load, or the frequent traffic, is mainly like the weight is because of the doctors, right?
Patients.
Either we don't have, pardon me?
No, go ahead. No.
We don't have enough of them. Or just because of what they've been tolerating, it kind of, you know.
Yes.
So we understand it's a situation there, right?
Yes.
So I say all of this, if you treat them properly and if you treat them right,
yes, ma'am.
They will begin to do effective work. You know, not that they're not doing it, because I think they're working beyond, right?
Yes.
Anyone with sense could see. If it hadn't been for them and they tolerating and being having that whatever God give to them to take care of people, we would have been in a mess. Am I right?
You're right.
Because we are in a mess when it comes to the health care.
Yes.
But thank God for the gifted people that he invests in, doctors and nurses.
Yes, you're right.
So when he started to put the question to Dr. Sands, I noticed he started somewhat a little bit as if, you know, you was there.
And you can do something about it.
Kicking this can back and forth
mm-hmm.
for every government. Every time you see it coming towards an election, there's be all kind of unrest as it relates to
payment
and labor
and good
right?
treatment
and unions, right?
Yes.
Why should we have to go through that? You know, why? Fix it. Even though they say they for the people, I doubt that very much.
Mm.
When they F and M, and I'm going to say when, because we know what's going to happen. Please fix it, man. Fix it. Take care of the people then. So that when the time coming, I say you was there. You was there.
Yes, Mr. Sam.
What did you do if you had the time to fix it? Why didn't you?
Yes, you're correct.
You know, when the question was put to you, what could you say? Pandemic? What pandemic? COVID? Everything is pandemic mm-hmm. and COVID.
Use an excuse.
It only take a second just to sign off whatever meant to sign off.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't do it.
Yes.
Now the PLP in power, they refusing to do it. Who's going to do it? If the opportunity arises again, my party, I make it no secret.
Definitely.
Fix it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, don't say nothing, man. Keep your mouth shut. What could you say?
Yes.
Let's stop this playing politics and let's be Bahamian, man.
Yes.
Okay? That's how I feel and that's what I wanted to say. And who mad? Stay mad at the end of the day. I don't care. I'm a Bahamian, first of all.
That's
okay?
Right. You're a Bahamian, first of all. Forget
thank
about
you.
The party.
That's
thank
my
you.
Price,
thank you very much. You made some good comments. She is right on what she's saying. You know, honestly speaking, she talk about the weight. The weight she is talking about, the volume of people that have health crisis. You're talking about accident emergency. You're talking people get cancer. You're talking people have to be under that dialysis machine. You're talking about babies born in pregnancy. You're talking about getting your eye checked out. You know, so with the volume of patients, with the few doctors who are underpaid, the nurses who are underpaid, you know, they're completely overstaffed. They are understaffed. And that's what the lady is saying. So, and this problem has been persistent from both political parties. And why are we not putting the doctors and nurses first? Because like I said, I don't understand how our politicians, them can be paid more than nurses and doctors and et cetera. You understand when they are on the ground, they're dealing with thousands of people. Sometimes it's in a 6 months period, they're dealing with thousands of people. Sometimes that's why mistakes happen. Sometimes that's why the nurse acts in a specific way because they overwork. They have their own problems at home. They have bills and stuff like that, and they're working hard. And every one of these patients that come in the hospital has a different case of some type of ailment, and the nurses have to deal with these issues. And that could be very frustrating. Like, I think we have some good Filipino nurses and stuff who come to ease the stress off, but our Bahamian nurses and our Bahamian doctors need to be paid. And I don't understand why governments, PLP and both FNM, have not settled this big issue as to actually treat these people with due respect that they truly deserve in the country. We're going to take the next call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scrooge, good evening. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I love my dear sister, the previous caller. She has hit many of the things I wanted to speak to already. There's a couple of things I wanted to add to the conversation.
Go ahead, sir.
First and foremost, you know, we have to applaud the doctors and nurses. And you actually said something that was so profound, and that is, how could the politicians be paid more than the doctors and nurses who are at the gate of our health care system in this country? You know, the hell that they don't have any insurance. I was made to understand that the prime minister declared that there are three choices of insurance that is being offered to them, but yet they have not been accepted or ratified by the Physicians Alliance and the other affiliates.
Yes, sir.
That's all fine and good. But our doctors and nurses and every person in the healthcare, even including the ambulance drivers,
yes,
they should be covered under a comprehensive health insurance.
Yes, sure.
You know, I said no longer than yesterday, you know, these persons are confronted with so many different ailments. You know how easy it is for a doctor,
yes,
a nurse, a paramedic to carry a disease back home to their own family,
yes,
because of the nature of the, and scope of the work that,
yes,
they do in the healthcare profession.
Yes.
But yet we treat them as if they are, I wouldn't say insignificant, but we do not treat them with enough respect to ensure that we guard and guide and protect them to the best of our abilities. We spend millions of dollars now on trips all over the world, X, Y, Z, ABC, and yet you're coming with this excuse that you can't find monies to pay the junior doctors who we are trying to encourage to remain in this country to take care of our healthcare system. Yet we bring all kind of other persons into this country, which if we were taking care of our own, those numbers would be significantly reduced.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, it is often said a prophet is unknown in their own country. In other words, we don't take care of our own people. We need to get back to the Bahamianization of what we are all about, employ our people, pay them a proper salary, stop worrying about, you know, paying the minimum wage you know, we talk about bringing these people into the country, whereas we could pay them little to nothing. This foolishness got to stop. These persons, in closing, spend, the average doctor and nurse, especially if they are specializing in something, could spend anywhere from 7 years up to 12, 13 years in just their studies, and yet cannot get a decent salary. Come on, man, we got to do better. All this money is to be wasting, flittering away with these trips and things. Come on, man, find the money, pay our people properly. Let's get our Bahamian people employed so we can move this economy of the Bahamas further. forward, upward, onward together. Thanks for taking my call. This is
it's a pleasure. This is what we can do to help support one another, because it's true. It's time for behemonization. Regardless of the FNM and PLP, we have to look beyond that now, because nurses are PLP and FNM. Eh? Nurses and doctors are PLP and FNM, okay? And they are disgruntled, because the part, it doesn't mean nothing no more, you know, because you're feeling the pinch, you know? You're not living the way you're supposed to live. You're stressed over you. You're doing something that you have a passion for. But then, you know, you start to say to yourself, man, passion? And I stress out, so mistakes can happen. Sometimes doctors and stuff like that operating and leave tools inside inside patients, okay? Because they're frustrated and they're tired and they're fatigued, you know? Accidents happen, you know, and family members are asking the hospital, you know, when someone's loved ones are denied access and stuff like that. And I don't think that it's intentional, you know, it's just that you can imagine the volume of people. All right, let me give you a prime example. I'll talk to my grandmother. When my grandmother was admitted to the accident emergency, she was in an accident emergency for like 3 days looking up at the light in the roof, okay? Because there were no beds. And everything was jammed up. So it's crazy, man, you know? And a few nurses, you know? You can imagine all this one, got to do this one blood pressure. You test this one blood sugar, you got to give this one a needle. You got to give this one stitches. You know, you have an emergency, so the nurses have to break off, run, and leave the people who they're giving the oxygen to and go and run there now and try to stop all this blood. Man, come on, man. So that's why we have all this union unrest in the country. So this is an example for those who want to be leaders and are leaders in the country today, that right now, if you are to become leaders of the country and you don't have these initiative in place to deal with these unions, I think we have close to all, 40 or 50 different unions in the country who are all disgruntled. Even the government officials are complaining. There was few people opening the airport in Freeport. Custom officers and stuff like that. He had a senior manager to come and open up the airport because people were on the strike. People are fed up. People are living hard. Even though they're getting some could be even getting a good salary, but the workload is too much. Too much. You know, so we have to say to ourselves on how are we going to deal with these industrial actions? How are we going to deal with poverty in the inner city community? You know, because we have a heap of problem that needs to be solved. And right now, our leaders in these political parties seems that they are not too committed to addressing these issues. They are talking about them. But listen, people are fed up. And like the lady said, you know, she is not talking for our party because she burned fire on Dwayne Sands, because when he was in power, and she said that she's a Free National Movement, but she's a Bahamian citizen. So she is saying she put that Bahamian citizenship behind. And the reason why she's saying that she feels that her party is going to win based on all the scandals and all of these industrial unrest, and many BMs are very disgruntled about the cost of living, how people are being treated around the board in the country, even though the government is doing some good initiatives in the country. But overall, there's a lot of people hurting in the country, and right now, these are signs when you see there's industrial unrest, when many different unions, many different government agencies themselves are disgruntled. This is a sign for disaster for the current party. They have a chance to turn it around. Time is short, but many people feel that, you know, if they don't start to do the right thing at this proper time, starting from this 5% that's supposed to be released in April or even before that, people would just vote the party out just because they are disgruntled. And that's why the woman who's calling a few minutes ago on our party behalf, that's why she feels they can win, even though she's an FNM. But she's putting me right where right is. So she's saying, based on all the stuff that's happening in this country with the scandals of the police force, now again, there are many decent police officers on the force. We're talking with those corrupts that who are being running the markets on the force and has been disgracing the force and the bombers. And with all this stuff and the slow reaction to our leaders towards these particular international tragedies that they are putting on the Bahamian people. In some cases, some of the smugglers are Bahamian people. But, you know, but for the majority of us, it makes us feel bad because we ain't do nothing. And the burden is on us. So we're going to take this next call. Go ahead, goodnight, if you're still there. I guess they left. Yeah, so like the lady stated, that's why she feel her party's going to win. And she's also mentioned that Dwayne Sands, who was a member of the Free National Movement, who was in charge of the health, who's in charge of the hospital, he failed. And like she said, he was asked question on Dwight Schrute show. And she is still saying that even though this her party might win, she won whoever is going to be the government, whoever is going to be the Minister of Health to address these issues of these underpaid nurses, underpaid doctors. And guess what? You need a lot of physicians in this country. Okay? And to get ahead of this problem, you know, because we have a high diabetes, we got high cancer, right? We have all kind of highness in the country, right? And that is a reflection on how unhealthy Bahamians are in the country. Overweight, you understand? So what that means? It means that in order for us to ease the burden off the nurses and doctors, you know what we're going to have to do? We have to start over by teaching people how to eat healthy. In other words, some women have to go back to giving breast milk. A lot of us have to go back to eating fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. Stop eating so much different meat. We have to exercise. We also have to train ourselves and educate ourselves about sugar, salt, and all of these that adds up to what leads to a lot of chronic diseases in the country. So people leg getting cut off in the hospital because they get sugar. And what is sugar? A lot of starch, rice, and stuff. So we have to educate. We have to teach our kids in primary school. And also teach them how to eat healthy in our primary school. And when they reach junior high school, we continue the process. And we continue the process. Okay? We all know that a lot of the import food that comes in the country are unhealthy products coming in from the United States of America. And in European countries, they are banned because these are the products that cause the sickness. So if we want to ease the burden of the nurses, we're going to have to pay them, because right now, this year, to turn that around, to educate, to have inspectors, a health monitoring part of government that tests the food that comes in the Bahamas. Then you have to say, these are the ingredients that causes high blood pressure. These are the ingredients that causes cancer. These are the ingredients that causes whatever chronic diseases. And then to counteract that, we all know that you got to eat healthy. Because with the COVID-19 pandemic, it all had to do with your gut, all right? And all diseases are in the gut, the stomach, okay? And to have a healthy stomach, you have to eat right. You have to exercise. And that is the only way we're going to be able to ease the burden of the doctors, nurses, and whoever, because we can continue to have kids at a young age who have diabetes. We have kids 7 years of age getting diabetes and dying at 13 and 12, get their legs amputated. Why? How is that possible? Because the food that the kids eat. You're giving the kids, Kool-Aid with a jar of sugar in it. They're going to Kentucky, Greece. Huh? Where's the fruits and vegetables? And again, the government has to do something with that. Again, because Bahamzi isn't serving the Bahamian people and doing the Bahamian people no justice. Okay? Because fruits and vegetables, like the Prime Minister is introducing the 5% reduction on what in April, and this is a way of trying to get cheaper fruits and vegetables at a low cost. But again, like I said, our doctors and nurses, like the guy said, the ambulance drivers and stuff like that, they are overworked. And they're going to treat me and you bad, not to say that they want to treat us bad. But like I said, my grandmother was in the room and she was looking up for 3 days. And when I look around, I could see that they were overstaffed. And then when the shooting victim come, and I tell you I was there, and they had to rush and leave. Those nurses had to go rush and leave their patients, giving them drip and stuff like that, because they were asking for help to come hold a wound, you know. This person acting reactive. So this is what goes on in our country. So if, by chance, if the Davis administration fails to win the next general election, and the FNM comes in as the next government, which the lady is not saying hoping for. They had Dwayne Sands, who was the minister responsible for the hospital authority, and he failed miserably. So he should be asking no question about the PLP, because he 10 times bad, because you just was the minister that day. And you, like the lady said, could have signed a document and make it easier for the nurses and doctors. So you are at fault. Your party is at fault. But that was in the past. And now we want a brighter future. And the woman said she wanted behemonization, meaning equal opportunity for the doctors, for the nurses. And like I said, even the guys on the back of the garbage truck who goes and take up all the garbage juice and all kind of dead animals and all kind of stuff, they're not properly suited up. And then the thing is, when these guys finish taking out these garbage bins, they need to be properly trained, so they have to be properly paid. They leave the garbage bins outside. They don't rake up. And then if there's a lot of garbage juice on the ground, which is stink, they leave that on the ground as well. These garbage trucks that are on the streets of Nassau and Providence are unfit. They won't be on the road to pick up garbage, because those garbage in the European nations, they are where they have a lifter comes out, and then they have a spray pump on it with detergent in it, and they spray it when the garbage juice comes out. You know, so we got to even ask for better garbage trucks in the country, and also teach the garbage collectors and raise their pay, because I think those guys are supposed to be up there with getting paid as well. Okay. And I heard Belinda Wilson. She talked about, you know, many of how union members, they really don't like the fact of going to, I think, a week's paycheck. She said many of them, 70, 80% of them want to be 90%, go back to monthly. You know, I don't understand, you know, the trade union as well, you know, because there's so many different factors coming up, because like the lady stated, with Dwayne Sands, Belinda Wilson has been fighting a long time. And every time it's come up, it's something again, always about the union, you know, about the teachers union and stuff like that. So there seems to be things that have been going on for years and we can't get it right. And I think the teachers are underpaid as well. I think a teacher in school teaching about 30 to 40 kids is too much for one teacher, honestly speaking. I think in a class, there should be 2 teachers. Honestly speaking, C.R. Walker, we had 2 teachers. Some of us were slow, but we had 2 teachers. I could always remember Ms. Alexandra and Ms. Check. And there were 2 teachers in the classes, and they both would work with us to help us reach the status of the A student. Now, we might not get an A, but times they finish with us, and we would be able to understand this, We would be able to understand the homework. We couldn't understand it before. And they would teach us step by step. Because now Ms. Alexander can continue teaching. And Ms. Check would come and say, well, you know, just add up here. Why is Ms. Alexander on the board? So she would come around. So if I'm afraid to ask a question, she would come around and look on your notes and say, well, okay, Valentino, you need to do this, and you need to do that, you need to do that, and she would stick there, and she would stay there. So that was a plus. Doctors need to be relieved. where's the backup doctors? You know, it's crazy out there. So yes, we need to advocate as Bahamians. Yeah, we have our political party, and for those of us, the majority of us who don't have a political party, we only vote for what's right in the country. So we support those teachers, we support those doctors, we support those garbage truck collectors, we support all the union strikes, because we understand one thing. The politician goes in power for every 5 years, and most of them come out multimillionaires. And then we have nurses and doctors and teachers who are one teacher in a 25 to 30 year as a teacher runs through close to over 20 to 20,000 students. And how much kids this teacher, this one teacher, this just one, her teachings, how many students come out of her wing by her teaching? Doctors, lawyers, politicians. So they are key, but yet still they are forgotten. And we have to change that. We have to give the teachers what they truly deserve in this country. And we have to give the citizens what they truly deserve in this country. And sometimes you see the bad treatment, what people say there's bad treatment at the hospital. As much as my heart will enter, help all those people out there in accident emergency or on the ward who diaper have to change. You know, these nurses change people's diapers, our grandparents' diapers. You know, that's a hard thing, you know. You might say, that's what they get paid for, but they're underpaid. You know, they need help. You know, and we also need foreign aid as well, because those Dominicans, Filipinos do an extremely great job. You know, most people would say the Filipinos are doing a better job than the Bahamians. That's their profession. They love that, and they have an opportunity to come over here and earn dollar for dollar and send back home, because, you know, the dollar value is different than here and the Philippines. And they come here for an opportunity, but they show hospitality, just like the Cuban doctors. But even though they come here for the dollar for dollar, they still come here with being professional and caring and kind. And everyone in the mamas who knows a Filipino doctor or nurse, they know that they show hospitality. And that's how we was as Bahamians. But because we are living here, see, it's okay for them, right? Because that's their culture, and we were like that. But with the increase of diseases, population expanded. You know, the bombers like 400,000 people living in it now. Now, so yeah, but close to what must be 3,000 people. Every day in the hospital, you have 200, 300 people in the hospital every day or more. Dining room, who anyone want a sick bed? Dining room, who anyone got to go in operation? Some people can't go on operation for over two, 3 weeks because there's so much people in front of them. So if they get rid of these chronic diseases, we're going to teach our kids how to eat healthy. We're going to educate. We're going to stop certain products from coming in the country that is harmful to Bahamians. We got to say when you eat a pizza, how much calories, you know, you should eat it once a week or not every day, eating greasy food. My cousin, Kevin passed away, you know, and died prematurely. And people would say, well, you know, and it's your time, it's your time. My auntie said that, and she's correct. But also, there's untimely death. You know, because the doctors sometimes tell you, you need to stop eating greasy food. You need to stop smoking. Hey, you need to go exercise, and you continue to go and eat greasy food, and then you get clogged arteries. What causes clogged artery? Greasy food and eating bad. Right? So some of us, that are untimely because, you know, it's difficult to get fruits and vegetables at a cheap price. And we are poor. So instead of me worrying about my health, I got to worry about me surviving. So I'm going to eat this pork chop. Right? Boy, this tastes good, but that pork chop doing you more harm than good, but that's the only thing you could buy. Some people have to buy chicken wings every night because that's all they could afford. So you can imagine eating chicken wings every day, chicken and fries. Some kids eat because that's all they could eat. Is that nutritious? Is that healthy? No. Because of poverty. We're going to take this next call.
Yes, good.
Hey.
It's Brayman again.
What's up, Raymond?
What I want to say, right? Twice people got a learn to take care of their children in a proper manner. Have them in bed in the proper, you know, at the proper hour. You know, send them to church, Sunday school and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And teach them manners. When you have manners, people see you and they could tell when you have manners. You know, sometimes by the way they approach you or by the way they carry themselves. And people would do for them. But their parents cursing them and cursing around them, they're doing the same thing to grown-up people. So people, it turns people away from them. You see what I'm saying? Because it turns people off. We have, it's good, we have a beautiful country. But the thing is, the people start in authority, they're not governing properly. And then it's the other thing, greed. You know, everybody try to get at least $1 million out of this 400,000 people in the Bahamas. Get yourself and try to better our communities. So, because if you don't better the communities, you're not going to be, you go in your, what, your glass house, and hey, ain't anything happening for you. See what I'm saying? Do better. I know, especially some of you who would call yourself Christians and pastors and priests and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You got a congregation, and you know what's happening in the communities. Speak on it. You know what I'm saying? So we can have a better Bahamas. It's only 400,000 of us. You know what I'm saying? We're doing beautiful, but there are some people who are doing wild, wrong things. You know?
Yes.
And putting a bad look on us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah. It's crazy in our country, and we really have to invest in our citizens and give them a better opportunity right now. Like I said, with the 5% WAD that will be implemented by the government of the Bahamas April 1st. And you know what they say about April 1st? April 1st is April Fool. And they also say April 1st is the first month of the year. You know, most people need to go and look, and January is not. So April Fool, that's why they call it April Fool, because they said we were fool enough to listen that January, February, and March are the first month. No, it's not. Look at the Ethiopian calendar. So a lot of this has to do with a lot of lost knowledge. But like I said, if we want to ease the burden of the doctors, the nurses, the ambulance driver, the volume of people, like the lady said, she said, wait. That is too much strain on our nurses and doctors who have a regular life. You know, what you expect from them? You know, you're expecting them to say they love this 300 volume of human people who comes in the hospital every day when the nurses have seen everything. They have seen every disease. They have seen every gunshot. They have seen every surgery. So to you, they become immune, but also sometimes with the stress of the struggle and the strain of the workload can sometimes undermine their performance. And that's why the Filipinos, nurses are performing at a high level because they're happy to be here. They're happy to be in a country that they know they can be appreciated. And they're generous and they're kind. And on the other hand, we have the immunizers the same way, but they are in a bad, bad mindset and they need an opportunity by a pay increase to provide even more better quality service than they're performing now. Okay? It's just like you on an empty stomach. But what happens when you eat? If you're hungry, right, you're moving slow. What happens when you eat? You get energetic. It's the same thing, no different. Okay. So all I'm going to say to our leaders, we have to educate. I hope that those who are vying for leadership of this country understand that they're going to have to find ways on how they can deal with all of these unions, how they're going to be able to deliver on the promises that they made to the different government agencies that strike at the airport in Freeport with Belinda Wilson. You know, she's waiting on an answer. No sure. And she's saying the clock is ticking, 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 because this is a sign saying that, you know, you don't know what's going to be the outcome of the election. But sometimes we do. Because when we see behemoth start to talk like this, not one person, two person said it on the show. But like I said, the government has a chance to redeem themselves. But it's gonna come if they're really committed to helping the behemoth people achieve their goal. That means all of this strikes in union. With the hospital issue, with the issue that is going on in the country, it's a lot that the Prime Minister and his government have to do in order to become the next government. I mean, to be returning as government of the Bahamas. And I think 2027, when is the election? 2027 or 2026, I think, should be the general election. 26, yes, that's right around the corner. And like I said, there's many people who are disgruntled. You know, like I said, 5%, even though I think Alkitas, I think it was Alkitas, whatever the MP name, he was defending, saying that the government will lose so much money from the reduction of what to 5%. But like I say, I teach a thing. General public, they revoke that money from someplace else to make that up for what they deduct, because that's how government go. That's what the financial secretary is all about. They strategize. And like I said, this is all good. You know, but there have to be other initiative that's going to be very beneficial to the BMP. One of those things, I always said this too, a light bill should be free in the Bahamas, and also cable. And this really is the burden of the BMP people. If we get free electricity, but we also have to make sure that we train the Bahamian people on how much electricity they should consume if it's provided free in the near future by our government. Because we could get sloppy. We could take advantage of the fact that we get free electricity and buying AC all day now because, oh, it's free and, you know, this and that. And then, you know, we still have to buy the oil. So government can find also a way to deduct something out of our taxes. So we get what? The 5%. We need to remove what? All together. We need to see how we can get free cable. Let the Bahamas government pay our cable bill. Because they can make agreement with the company and say that we would pick up the slack. We would pay for the payment of all the citizens in the country. But we also have to teach the citizens of the country how much data we should be using a month, even though it would be wider free. So I would say this. Take what off the book, free cable, free electricity. The Prime Minister also is making comments about the banking and saying the banking is being hindrous to the BMN people because the BMN people don't get loans for small businesses and stuff like that. So we need to provide an avenue also that BMN got free access and get credit to start their business directly from the bank. So these things that I think if the government or the opposition are thinking about doing, to win the next general election or in the future. You can make this a part of your portfolio. But free cable, free electricity, okay? What else I said? Free cable, free electricity, and then something else. But that would be the step in the right. And reduce what to zero. And this would ease the burden off the Bahamian people now because they don't have to worry about electricity, they don't worry about cable. So this year would give them an opportunity now to use that money to invest in probably getting a car or probably invest in a business or probably be able to invest the money in their kids' college, tuition, or things like that. So we're looking for a government who's going to think like that. All right, free electricity. Let the government pay for the electricity of the Bahamian people. Okay, free cable. Let the government use our VAT. And we'll be taking it off, but the consolidated funds that is in the hands of the Prime Minister that comes from our natural resource can be revolted redirect it. If we were to take away cable, payment from cable, and BPL, and let our natural resources that the companies that are doing business in the country, let them deal with that. They pick it up. So the government will be paying for our light bill. The government will be paying for our cable. Okay? And this would create an opportunity for Bahamians to really find their way back. Raymond mentioned the fact that, you know, but the kids, them stink. The kids have to be stink when ain't nothing happening in these communities. When there's no empowerment, when in a single parent home, when people are so busy struggling to make ends meet that they don't have time, even that they don't want to. But light bill high, cable high, and all these things you're doing for your kids, the mom who was arrested for leaving her, I think, 7 or 8 year old daughter, was given a conditional discharge by the judge, and I want to give a thumbs up to the judge because she had a good explanation, even though she left her child unattended, but she had a camera in her room. But she had to work. She's a single mom, only her one with a daughter. But she was smart enough to use a couple of dollars to put a camera in the room so that when she go to work, she could watch her daughter. But she was so busy working that her daughter slipped out. And when she looked, when she had a chance to look on the camera, her daughter was in the hands of the police. And they picked the daughter up, get the information. They went and questioned the mom. They arrested the mom. But when she went to court, she was given a conditional discharge because she had a good excuse. Yes, the host could have burned them. But we have to understand the fact that she's a single parent mom. She has a daughter, but she also put a camera up in her room to watch, in her house to watch her daughter wherever she go. So it ain't like she was unattended. It's just the fact the woman had to go to work. So I applaud the judge for a job well done. And that's when we have to be more sincere towards our citizen. Go ahead, we're going to take this next call, and then I'm going to get to our next topic real quick.
Put your call back, right?
Ron, bring what
we,
you
we go ahead. Are past, okay, we the Fort Hill, right? All the way down far as about Taylor Street. All of us are part of the city, okay? And the thing is, the way this area are being kept, some people doesn't even have outside toilet, okay? They spread germs all over the place, okay? And a crew of them around here, okay? And nobody checking. It's nastiness, it's unhealthy, okay? Somebody needs to deal with it.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, I know it's kind of stuff. See, again, I don't wait on government. Just recently today, we had the U.S. Embassy down in Lewis Creek to the Dr. Martin Luther King to celebrate his birthday. That had nothing to do with government. That had to do with Antiquities and Monument. That had nothing to do with the U.S. Embassy. I got that information from the late, great Mr. Panza. And he told me about how Dr. King came in the Bahamas. And he said that he spent 3 days here, and he came to the aid of Sir Randall, who was fighting a sedition charge because he was fighting for the rights of workers. And I took that information, not waiting on no government, and I waited on nobody. I took that information that he gave me, and this is what he told me. He said that, boy, you're going to be a very sought-after man when I give you this history. And he said that many people are going to come at you. But I said, you know what? I could use this, get this information out there, get it to be a historical site, and in the near future, we could turn this into a tourist attraction to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the Lewis Creek area, Taylor Street area, and start to set up in the next, say, year or two, we should be ready to block off the road and have stalls and make this an annual thing. And we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday every year through Lewis Creek. Dying to do with government. That's just a young man like me who was willing to listen to the late, great Mr. Panza and go out there and try. See, I don't like people keep on saying the government this and someone need to do. You need to do something about it. The individual need to do something about it. You know, if you was to do something, not saying hitting you, Bremen. I'm just saying individuals always point the finger. Hey, I point the finger, but I's a doer. I don't wait around. Okay, we had the U.S. Embassy down there. They blocked off the road, accompanied by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I was able to partner with the Royal Bahamas Police Force, which is my partner organization, Lenahan Bahamas, Miss Pritchett, Mitzi Burrows, Lucas, and a whole group of people who are committed to developing the Grand Sound community. That's not government. Again, that's me again. I don't sit around waiting around and complain. I do complain, yes, but I do things besides complaining. Like I said, I'm cleaning up the community for 15 years, and look how the community looking now. We're getting new centers to properly educate the kids in the community. We're getting partners to come in and provide small business opportunities. And also, we're getting our own plan as to have our Dr. King Day, where we could set up around in the community, where we could have at least 25,000 tourists to come in our respective community that we are developing right now to provide opportunities for the next generation of people in the community. So, stop relying on government. Government could come and help you, but you got to do some things off your own. Else ain't nothing gonna happen. And this ain't no bragging, right? Because I don't like to talk about the stuff that I do for my country. Because that was a gift given to me from God. I was able to understand what he said to me and apply it. And I'm a poor man, but I'm a rich man. Because I care about people more than I care about myself. I don't love money. Because loving money is the destruction of your soul. It ain't the devil. The Bible tells you, not the devil. You know what causes people to commit murder? What could cause people to corruption? The Bible states the root of all evil. He ain't say the devil. He ain't say the devil is the root of all evil. Listen closely. He ain't say the devil is the root of all evil. The devil is trapped in there, right? He said that the root of all evil is money. Money could get your girlfriend to turn against you. Money could get your brother to turn against you. Money could get your best friend to kill you for no particular reason because you just catch his number. And he find out. Huh? Money, not the devil. Listen, he didn't say the devil. Go in the scriptures and it tells you, not the devil. The devil is there to tempt you. The money is there to convince you without a shadow of a doubt to take that love out your heart and to put hatred in you for no reason to take someone's life or to go rob somebody or to steal from somebody. Money, not the devil. The root of all evil is the love of money. And if I love money, I would have been rich a long time from the things I contribute freely to many of these programs that just happen in this country. I can name programs that I have developed that the Bahamas government has implemented in the last 20 years in this country. And I've never been paid a dollar from government. Many of the programs that you see happen in this country today happen because of me. Because the Father blessed me with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding and bravery. And the only thing I ask him is, Father, I'm going to get rich if you could bless me where I could be able to live good and help my community and then help the Bahamas out as well. It's all good. Yes. So I want to play. We got a few more minutes, so I'm going to sip some talk with you real quick. You can play the flick for me, but the Honorable Prime Minister. And let's knock on this for a minute. And shout out to my boy, Elroy Bryce. The bigger boss. Go ahead, sorry.
Met with the senior command of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, which has undergone major changes in recent weeks, Prime Minister Philip Davis said using the full strength of anti-gang legislation, which was passed in Parliament last April, he expects a hard crackdown on criminal networks.
My administration is fully committed to providing the necessary support to dismantle gangs, crack down on violent crime, and reduce the number of murders this year in particular, significantly. Gangs are a cancer on our communities, preying on the vulnerable, fostering fear, and fueling violence. We will not tolerate the existence, and each of you should commit yourselves not to tolerate
Davis told officers their mission is not just to disrupt their operations, but to dismantle them entirely.
We will root out gang leaders. We will dismantle their financial networks and ensure those responsible face the full force of the law. Another aspect of this is breaking the cycle of gang recruitment, particularly among our young men. I need this addressed not only through enforcement, but by strengthening the urban renewal programs, engaging in communities, and creating opportunities that give our youth a reason to turn away from crime.
119 murders were reported in the Bahamas last year. The country recorded its first murder.
Again, I want to comment on this matter from the Honorable Prime Minister. Mr. Prime Minister, let me just say this to you. With all the respect, sir, I think that you're a good Prime Minister. I just think you're over well. You know, a lot of stuff has happened in your tenure as Prime Minister. And I think whoever's talking to you about targeting gangs and going after prolific criminals, they're a thing of the past in this country. Let me just tell you this now. This gang thing we're talking about is non-irrelevant in this country. Okay? Let me tell you why. Ain't no gang, no big gang, no Bantan or no big gang, and no Fox Hill or no big gang, and no wherever it is. You understand? Those things was like an odd time. And a few years ago, like probably 2000, when we had the 100 and what murder was 100, I think we must have had 100. Let me see. We must have most had 200 murders that year. Okay, could have been with 200 murders a year around that time, like 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. Gangs was romping. Right now, we have a lot of mental health people are roaming our streets who are in prison, who are sexual predators, who come back on our streets. We have poverty is a big part of it. I understand what you said when you talk about urban renewal. I think urban renewal can be a big component to helping reduce criminal activities in these respective community, only if they're going to be able to work directly with community leaders and community leaders who are committed, who have great ideas, who are committed not because you're PLP or FNM, and also the officers at the urban renewal is going to have to be behemoth. That means if a person is FNM or a person is a PLP, and then you're a person who is not a part of the organization, but that person is doing a tremendous job and probably let them lead and let the officers follow, like abandoned houses. You know, you could repair these houses. You can reduce the rat population in this community. You also can implement ways on how you get the garbage collection on a timely fashion instead of once a week. On the buildup, you can see where people are dumping garbage. There are people in the streets who are walking around dumping garbage in particular spots in the community after there's a cleanup. I think working directly with community-minded individuals, urban renewal can serve a great purpose. They could fix houses in the community that are leaking, put bathrooms. Officers also could be partnering with social service. And I think that social service should be a part of urban renewal, but it also should be people who are committed to the community, who are not. Yeah, you could be a PLP, you could be FNM, but you put all that aside. Just like how the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, instead of him arcing like he is just the Prime Minister of the PLP, and the party thinks he's the Prime Minister of the PLP and not the Prime Minister of the FNM, okay? When he's the Prime Minister of all, he's the Prime Minister of the opposition, he's the Prime Minister of cabinet, he's the Prime Minister of all ministries. Fred Mitchell will run the ministry. Ms. Colby Davis don't run no ministry. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas is the minister of all ministries, okay? And over him is the Governor General, who is the ambassador to the Bahamas, to the King of England, okay? So, Prime Minister, gangs play out. My boy, Albright Bryce, he could tell you these things. Gangs play out, sir. It's about empowering people now. You're talking about targeting. You're wasting your time. You need to target the big, high-profile officers who have been bringing all the drugs in the country and bringing all the guns in the country. I said officers. I told them a corrupt officer. I'm not talking about a decent officer in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. This has been proven, right? So when you're saying those things, you're running away from the fact. You're trying to put the scapegoat on the guys in the gangs, but the guys in the gangs are connected to officers who would use the police boat, plane, defense force boat, right? Corrupted officers. And they have their clique of young guys who they turn into gang leaders or who wasn't gang leaders and they get connected to and they give their drugs that they bring off these boats and put in their hands and they wreak havoc in the country. This is the way you need to talk, sir. It seems to me like you is a sucker. You understand? You trying to protect the people who are causing the most damage, who are put the most disgrace on the Bahamian people. You're trying to point the finger at the guys on the streets when we see the connection all around? Huh? See, these are the things why people are frustrated with the bureaucracy of telling lies from our public officials. Tell the truth. You want to target God. Well, listen, guys on the road play out. You're not happening no more. You're not happening on these streets no more. Huh? What we need to focus on, see, Mr. Davis, you give the right answers. Let me see if you can read it. Where are you going? All right. Find it right now. All right. I think I have it right here. The Prime Minister talked about how much kids were sexually abused or sexually assaulted in the country. Let me see if I get it right here. All right. Okay. See it, y'all. And you have the answer. So if you won't focus, Biden casts a long shadow over future generation. Okay? So the focus is prevention. Okay? Targeting the gangsters is that when that individual has had the chance to get properly educated, he had a chance to probably start his own small business because the country provided it for them, and they become persons of interest of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. That is understandable. But the problem starts from here, just like I'm saying about the nurses and doctors, how they overwhelmed. And the only way we're going to be able to ease the pressure off those doctors and nurses we pay them. But we have a 30-year or 20-year period where we have to teach our kids about eating healthy, stop allowing all kind of products that come in the country are harmful, that gives us diabetes, gives us cancer, and give us these chronic diseases and costing the lives of so many Bahamians and costing the hospital, which could deal with a gunshot wound, which could deal with operation for minor ailments, minor surgery. But because of all of these bad eating habits and people are not eating healthy, we have a lot of people who need to be on a dialysis machine because they have high blood pressure, they get sugar, and then it's a backup. And then we put the screens on our nurses and doctors. The only way we're going to be able to get ahead of the problem, if we reduce it, the only way we're going to reduce it, if we understand what the problem is and get ahead, and that means our kids. We're going to teach our kids how to eat fruits and vegetables and stay away from certain greasy food. What do we need the tilapia for? We in the Bahamas, we get more than a couple thousand different species of fish, and we're going to eat the tilapia. Huh? We ain't making no sense. Why are we always trying to do something new when we have all these healthy fruits and vegetables and seafood that we eat here that reduces these ailments so that we wouldn't have such a high case of diabetes, such a high case of cancer, and such a high... You know, we also know that bleaching. We're allowing bleaching products to come in the country to go on the skins of Bahamian young daughters when we know in the bleaching creams, chemicals. Some of the cornflakes and stuff that are in the stores and the Coke soda tells you these things. But no, we don't want to address these things. We have to address these things. Let it be your choice to drink a Coke soda. Let it be your choice to drink a greasy meal. But you can't say we ain't tell you. You can't say we ain't educate you. You know, because everyone has their own life and their own opinion. But sometimes people's opinion is wrong. So we give them the option. So yes, with the Prime Minister states. The Prime Minister states said that 583 children reportedly victims of abuse last year, emphasizing that tackling violence begins with addressing the trauma of children. So everything goes back to children. So if we want to see the hospital with low number of patients, we have to start to educate and teach our kids how to eat healthy, how to exercise. If we want to see a decrease in murders or violent crimes, we got to invest and try to get rid of poverty. That's the bottom line. So let me read this quick. Right? And out of these 600 and some kids, right? What you think they're going to turn out to be? Sexual predators. And I'm going to end on this, and I get this call on the line. Call like, you come right now, don't go nowhere. The young girl, Ariel, who was killed a few weeks back. You know, and I tell you, so I know most of these guys, right? You don't believe the guy who took the life or accused of taking the life of Ariel and also admitted the murders in Freeport, that the police saying that they don't have enough evidence, but he admitted to it. The guy, and I remember I tell you this, they won't do these things in the inner city community. That guy is Wizard Ray Grandstand. I know the guy from, he's a little boy when he's living right around the corner though. And I was on the show that Friday. And then my boy, I was talking to my boy Elroy. And Elroy told me, that's Chris. And Chris passed through the area. He do that? Would he do to the young girl in Carmichael Road? Because he would have been, I won't even say what's going to happen there. Because we love children in our community. See, there's a difference in that. That's community. One thing I can say about these inner city communities, they look after their kids. Despite it being a poor community, we look after one another's kids. Our kids could roam around there. And if we see our kids out late at a specific time, any one of us who are a little older in our community would tell you, go inside. And we look after one another's kids in the community. That's how we live in these inner city communities. And Chris, I can't believe it. Chris is a mental health person too, because he ain't too good. You understand? And we have so much people with mental health at the prison, walking our street. So, Mr. Davis, what you going to do with these people who have mental health? And remember, we had a 72-year-old woman, the poison charge, 25-year-old, mental health. This guy, Chris, he get mental health. The guy who the police picked up in reference to young Ariel, who was later dismissed because he was not the one who committed the crime, he had mental health. My uncle, Color, who was beyond Market Street, he had mental health. And you have so much people walking around the street, be that woman for no particular reason on Blue Road, he had mental health. Dawn Claire, Commodore of the prison, he stated that there are so much inmates up there who have mental health. And there are so much people on the streets who have mental health. But it's crazy. More pink card people out there. Huh? And then you have people who look normal, but they argue over a basketball game. Or they argue with a little piece of or a little bit of junk and take it so extreme, like these things are so important. Instead, you worry about what's going on around you and understand that there are more important things to do than waste your time on something that is irrelevant and that is not affecting your life. But this is how we are now, because this is the poverty. See, what happens where poverty comes in? We were a good nation, like how the Filipinos was. And how, like, people who are togetherness and community-minded. That was the Bahamas 30, 40 years ago. We lose that because poverty. People start to pry, man. They start to take advantage of one another. When we used to help one another build our house and share our food and do all this stuff. But with the poverty coming and then the tribalism coming. And we create millions in the political scene, millions in the church scene. And then we leave the middle part of the inner city, the middle part of the country to fight for itself and vote. And in doing so, we separate ourselves and we lose togetherness. And now we just preying on one another. And then a lot of people going crazy. So, Mr. Prime Minister, when you're talking about gangs that is played out, we don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Because we know where the biggest set of gangs, criminal gangs, look like what's happening. It's a reference of some of the officers. Not the, not, listen, not, I'm not talking I'm not talking about the good officers. I'm talking about the bad officers. And there's many of them. Right? You need to talk about those officers. And stop trying to point the finger at gangs when we see we had politician charged for rape. Right? We have police facing murder by manslaughter. Huh? We have pastors being put up on serious charges. Huh? So it ain't about no criminal gangs, it's about the bombers at large. So don't look at the pointing at the gangs. Look at the pointing at the police. Look at the pointing at the community. Look at the pointing at your own politicians. This ain't no one way thing to point no finger. And the only way you're going to do that is to empower people. And there's still going to be people who are going to commit heinous crime. But we can reduce that tremendously if we build stronger communities. Because I tell you, Chris is a prime example. People, he freaking that community. And we have a lot of young girls in that community. And everyone will tell you, he know what would happen. He know what would happen if he do something like that in our community. He know what happened. Listen, honestly speaking, if he was to do it, he'd be a dead man. Honestly speaking, he would have been dead. Someone around there would have killed him. Honestly speaking, I mean to promote no violence. But when you do heinous crime like that to someone's family, my brother use a gun, especially to a little girl or a little boy, you got people out there who might not even know that child. But and you get people out there who don't know the child, but they feel that because they have children too. And the first chance they get seen walking around the streets and his name is spread and they feel that, he be gone. They find him in the bush. And I don't mean to promote no violence, people, but certain people don't like certain crime. Even guys who are out there robbing, right? They don't like rapists. You understand? We're going to take this call.
Hello.
Hey, good night.
Good night, Scroogey. How you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Hey, Scroogey.
Hey.
It's amazing what has happened, like, when we go through, like safe spaces and evolution to see. One time ago, we saw photography where we used to have to go develop all these photographs and negatives and everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Then we used up the thermometer without the mercury bulb in the bottom.
Yes, yes.
When the temperature rise and drop and it get cool, right? Hey?
Yes, sir.
They made those obsolete, right?
Yeah.
But those chemicals were around and they got to utilize them. Like the Agent Orange and all that, right? They dumped that in the sea, not the fact and the fish, right? And now, guess what? So you get the mercury would come from the thermometers, right?
Yes.
Obsolete. But they find a usage for that, you know. They use that in bleaching cream.
And the ladies just put it on, right?
The photographic developer, it's called hydroquinone.
Yes.
It's used in bleaching cream too.
And
for those who like the light skin,
tell them.
You can't understand because it's light sensitive. Mercury also, you understand?
Tell them, boss.
Mercury make the top thermometer rise. You know that, right?
Yes.
And then with the other one, hydroquinone.
Yes, sir.
My photographic developer is used that in the dark room, light sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. And that's used to lighten to take all the dark off the negative. So you get the light, so you get the picture.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? But then I'll be using that on the skin of people.
Yeah, and people.
People like who are gullible.
Mm-hmm.
Who in their mind always felt less than themselves, being the color that they are. You know, they always want to be.
They don't be white
or light to feel like they reach somewhere as a human being. Well, in essence, what they're really doing is promoting the cancers in this country. The government ain't responsible. The government is allowed to come in the country, you know, because the government, most in government are men anyhow, and they always like the light skin anyway. So, you know, that's okay. Even if their wife's bleaching, it's okay. You know, but, you know, in the end, you know, it's a price to pay. Even handing down to the children.
Mm-hmm.
There's cancer in young babies now.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
From people who use these chemicals.
That's right, sir.
The chemicals on the skin, it don't go nowhere. It goes all through the organs.
Tell them, boss. Tell them again. All right? Tell them again.
And I mean, women have to wake up.
That's what child inherited.
It isn't about how you look. It's about how you are.
Yes, sir.
It ain't the outward, it's the inward. You know, you don't dress up outside when inside rotten and down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person that I'm talking about, like the inward person, whoever these people are, you know, you know, to spend some time with yourself to find out how precious you are in life. And this the carcass that you live in, you can't just leave it and try to be someone else or something else, you know, because you have you to live. And see, people don't look at that because guess what? When you look at that, right?
Yes, sir.
You get a more conscious, you get conscious, you know, and you spend some time with yourself to find out who you is.
Yes, sir.
Before you go with them mixing up with a bunch of people who ain't. People right now, people so many lost people even know who they are.
Yes, sir.
They have never a degree, but they're scared of themselves.
Yes, sir.
Time alone, they're frightened. You know. You know, I call them the lonely people. Because you know, from the time that you can't spend time with yourself, he's a lonely person.
Yes, sir. You gotta talk to yourself.
They figure the one who was by themselves are lonely. No. People who by themselves
talk to themselves
who understand the preciousness of it, you know, they're not alone, you know.
They just know.
They may be alone.
They don't want to be influenced. They don't want to be influenced.
See, the lonely people got to be around a bunch of people all the time.
Yes,
and
show off.
The person trying to find a friend because they lost, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, and you can't be lost in this life. And no matter how old you are, just continue on.
Yes,
comes the day when you wake up and then consciousness itself. Because guess what? One thing can come in here, right? When consciousness set in, maybe a tragedy or some kind of event happened with yourself, like you say, in life, you know, life threatening or whatever, right? And you know what? These things have flashed before, you know, because you waste yourself.
Yes, sir.
You destroy yourself.
Yeah, you destroy yourself.
You know, because by the time you go into the doctor, you tell man you got cancer and things like that.
And where you get
like,
it from?
You're surprised you ain't know.
You get it from
you're
the same.
You're doing foolishness with your body.
Yes. You take it. You take it away.
And then, and when people feel sorry, you feel sorry for you. You but take in your glory, when you all light up and think and feel like you're above yourself, when you see, well, you're even less than yourself as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing people less than because you think you, I white now, I hate us, hate black.
Yes.
We got to wake up in this country, man. Seriously, and the government need to be responsible. Behind that hydroquinone.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about right now.
Stuff, man.
Yes. Thank you.
Because, I mean, the generations to come, I'm sorry, because all the children got cancer if these women are allowed to continue to do. But I guess it's a plan anyhow, you know, to get rid of people.
That's untimely death. Remember I was talking about untimely death?
Huh?
That's when I was talking about untimely death right now.
But well, I mean,
you kill yourself. You kill yourself. You cost your lifespan. Yes.
But you even ain't want to know who you is. You just want you to party fun. Hey, you know the next irony too, right?
I'm getting ready to close
up. Happy New Year thing, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what happy is all about? Having fun and flesh. That's a hard waking man. It's just happy. That's my God, right?
Sorry,
I told you. Happy means fun, pleasure, enjoying yourself around people and things who ain't know what they're dealing with. Me. We got a
bigger
bite.
Yes, sir. I mean,
it complete. People know happy is for consciousness and things.
Yes, sir.
For selflessness and things, not selfishness and things.
Yes, sir. I wish I could have. I don't want to cut you, man. You did such a wonderful job, man. You rub it right on just now, man.
Man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, man.
And call in the next time when you have a conversation like this, man. You did well, man.
Yeah, man. Respect. Yeah, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And the guy talked about bleaching. He talked about these specific, what's contained inside products that you put on your face. You see him that I'm talking about. Is our Bahamas government are going to ban certain products coming to this country that are harmful to our people? What are making the nurses and doctors work hard? It's because what you're letting in is contaminating your people. When you know it's not supposed to be allowed because of the European countries that we want to be like, they don't allow these things in the country because they know it causes a health effect on their healthcare system. So they ban them. This is a preventative measure. Russia does it. No GMO products. Everything got to be with seeds. Why are we in the Bahamas having fruits without seeds? Like I said, tilapia. Okay. I just want to say good night to each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight on Guiding Radio. And again, Prime Minister, don't point your finger at the gangs. Because the biggest gangs we're seeing are the politicians. We're seeing them being protected. We're seeing the police being protected. Corrupting, not the good police. I'm not talking with you guys. I'm talking with the corrupt officers who have caused scandals in the country and probably just been going a long, long time. They're the gangs. You have to empower people so we can get rid of poverty. And urban renewal can be one of the keys, but the key they're going to have to do is understand that they're going to have to empower people to change their community. You're going to have to empower the urban renewal organization. Be able to empower people to do some things in the community, like fixing homes, getting rid of rats, monitoring the area that no one dumps, and put dialect vehicles no more on these streets. No roadside mechanic unless they're certified and have the right particular yard fenced up and have the cars removed in a timely fashion. When you fix it, record comes right out. Okay? So I hope you enjoy the show. I'm Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30, 8 p.m. And my producer is Chris. And I want to say good night to each and every one of you for taking the time out to listen to me. And I hope I did a wonderful job tonight. But to call us, you did a good, wonderful job tonight, each and every one of you. See you next week. If God spare life.
That's Obama's bigger meat and bro. Where I from meat and bro. Get him.